Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Justin Herbert, one of the great quarterbacks in the NFL, almost passed for 400 yards while also rushing for almost 100 yards. And some of that is explained away by the loss of T.J. Watt, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Joe Hayden. Stephon Tuitt hasn't played this year. Alu-Alu got injured. It's not the Steelers' defense last night that we anticipated them having this year, Chris. But there were some things, and Tomlin touched on it there with the game plan and also grading and analyzing the available personnel, the guys who did play. And so when I think about pull away from a game where the Steelers were pretty competitive on the road against a good team. I picked the Chargers to win the AFC. I don't think that's going to happen when the season started because I thought so much of their quarterback, Herbert. I think he's going to be a star and win an MVP and be one of the all-time greats. But I can't shake Devin Bush looking like a player that when he's out there actually makes their defense worse.
Please don't run it at Devin Bush.
It's supposed to be the opposite. They were getting a guy who was going to play inside linebacker, and he replaces Shazier, and he's an extension of the coaching staff on the field. He's like the Steelers' version of Ray Lewis. They trade up to get him 10. They're going to build the defense around him. With Minkah and Watt, like, he's going to be right there with those guys. He's going to be mentioned as an all-pro and a star and a great player.
He was supposed to be, because Hayward's aging out of it, he was supposed to be with Minkah and Watt, the core of their next great run of defenses. Think about where we are now versus, like, around maybe a little earlier than this last year. When he went down with an injury, I remember coming on the air with you, oh, God. Robert Spillane is going to have to play.
I know, man. This
is horrible. They traded for Avery Williamson, and he came on and did a show with us. And you and I were like, at least they've got a competent veteran, and they don't have to trot Robert Spillane out there. And in the last 2 weeks, not probably longer than this, actually. It's been going on for longer. We have all been saying, man, you got to find a way to get Spillane more snaps.
I know,
Bush,
man,
isn't cutting it. Think about that.
I know.
That is jarringly awful.
That's the, like, will their defense as a whole get better than it was last night? I think it will. Even though they play a lot of good quarterbacks in the second half of the season, I don't think they're going to give up 40 that often when Minkah plays and when Watt plays. I think that they will put a Band-Aid or put Neosporin
Watt
that you
stops.
Put on an infection?
Yeah.
Does that help?
Yes.
Do you do that,
you
Craig,
put that
with
on
your
a
kids?
Cut.
Neosporin?
Yep. Yeah.
What's the other like thing that's in a brown...
Peroxide. You put hydrogen peroxide on something.
Do you do that too,
up.
Craig?
It hurts a lot too.
That
your kid's
got
to be tough.
So
well,
I think they'll do both of those. They'll get
Watt
both of those things.
Watt is going to stop plays from happening that were bad because he gets to the quarterback so quick he disrupts them.
Yeah,
that's
they had
the
to blitz
thing.
A lot last night and it went nowhere. Herbert was 7-10 for 143 yards when they blitzed. He was very efficient. So Watt will correct that. But I don't think the presence of those stars makes Bush any better. We know that because we've seen him all year with those guys and he still stinks. Like, I would take him being an average player right now. That's how down I am and how frustrated I am with Devin Bush. I would take him looking like just a guy. Just being someone who doesn't show up that much. Now you notice him because it's like, oh my God, They just scored a touchdown on this play. Let me look at the replay. A tight end is picking up Bush like he's a...
He's a ragdoll.
Yeah, like he's...
Or no, he's just locking onto him, and Devin Bush has stopped like he's in his shoes are in cement. Most of our listeners probably DVR these games. I know we do, obviously, and I think probably most people do because it's the easiest way to watch it back. Do yourself a little favor if you want to get even more pissed off today. Go back and watch that game. Flip through it as quick as you can. Only watch the Steelers on defense. Isolate on every play on Devin Bush and just see what comes out of that. Like, sit there and just zone in like you're a PFF grader and all your job is to watch Devin Bush every play. Now, I know you don't know his assignment on a given play, so it's tough to get a full picture of what the man is doing or not doing, but just watch him. You will see maybe 1 out of 10 plays, he looks like he's around the ball and sort of pursuing the ball. You'll see like 3 or 4 out of every 10 plays, he's basically standing there, doing nothing. Or if he's engaged with another player from the other team, he's getting worked over.
Yeah.
Period.
I thought this was going to be I said it on Friday. I thought this was going to be a really important game for Bush because you're trying to see which guys with the stars out step up and enhance their play because they know we don't have these guys to fall back on or depend on who, even if we're caught out of position or we're in the wrong play, formation, whatever, TJ Watt can make up for that. So who are the players that are going to raise their game? And I circled Devin Bush. Come on, man. You're 14 months removed from your torn ACL. You're the 10th pick. Let's see better. And instead, it's the opposite, where we're watching Austin Ekeler score 4 touchdowns, and on like every play, there's Bush, and he's getting exposed and he's doing nothing. I thought Doug Whaley made a good point on Twitter, the former Steelers front office man. He said, at some point, we need to, yeah, you want to blame Bush, that's fine, but also, how about the people that keep putting him in a position to fail? Now, I don't have, the only thing I can really muster in terms of a response to that is, how do you get him to stop failing? You stop playing him. Like, you have to take him off the field. Because I don't really know if there's... I don't think there's, like, you move him to a different position to get him to play better.
Somebody like, suggested he become an edge rusher.
Yeah, we had a caller
today,
that said that.
I know.
Like, I don't think that there is...
There's not something else he can do.
I know from thinking about his strengths and weaknesses based on how big he is and his size... I wonder if you're taking Bush off the field for Spillane in dime situations, why wouldn't you take Bush off the field for Spillane when you're at the goal line and it's probably going to be one of those car collision, car crash plays where people are going to be banging into each other? Like, that would be, if you're already finding spots and packages to take Bush off the field, that would be the obvious one to me. We know Spillane loves...
Hits like a dump truck.
He
plays one way, downhill.
He met Derrick Henry at the goal line. He's famous for those types of plays.
He has the kind of desire for contact that even though he got hurt by Henry on that play, he comes right back for more because that's the only way he knows how to play
and
football.
If,
do you know what's damning about Devin Bush for a second? You know what's damning? We go on Pro Football Focus, you try to get like defensive grades for his position right across the whole league. You can't even plug in 80% of snaps as like your cutoff point. He hasn't played enough. They haven't even kept him out there enough because they don't trust him enough. So you got to go down and play guys who have only played like 50% of the snaps. He is the 4th worst graded linebacker, off-ball linebacker, by their metrics in the league this year. Somehow Devin White is actually 2nd worst in the entire league, which makes, it's wild to me. But like, it's damning in my mind that they are already trying to reduce his workload.
Well, if White is underachieved, at least he made plays in the playoffs last year for the Bucs, and they won a freaking Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, he played the 3 best games of his life in the divisional round, the championship game, and the Super Bowl. Yeah.
I mean, say what you will about Lamar Woodley's career here in Pittsburgh, but what he did in the 2008 playoffs pretty much like justifies whatever he did after that. You don't have that body of work with Bush. He's won 0 playoff games. The team hasn't won a playoff game in 4 years. There's nothing in that.
I mean, Lamar Woodley was an objectively very good player for 3 of his first 4
seasons.
But
honestly, that's my biggest takeaway from this game, the more that I think about it, is I think they've got an all-time draft bust in Devin Bush. And, Bud Dupree was a late bloomer.
Bud Dupree and T.J. Watt next on the other side to help him bloom. Devin Bush is supposed to be the player, or was drafted to be the player, who allowed you to have kind of a ham and eggs, average run-of-the-mill guy stand next
like
to him
Joe
out
Schobert?
There. Schobert's even better than the guy I envision that you're talking about. Just a guy.
Schobert got the stop on fourth and inches.
I know. That's a play Devin Bush hasn't made.
Yep.
It just is. It's the truth. It
and the
sucks.
Trade-off is supposed to be, well, maybe he's not the hard-hitting linebacker, but he can cover
he's the
running backs. No, he can't. Eckler beat him for a touchdown.
He's the prototype inside linebacker, off-ball backer in 2021. So what, the prototype linebacker doesn't do anything? Hey, we've got this great, you know, this great product. It doesn't work, and it costs a lot, but you'll love it. That's Devin Bush.
I think they're going to be stubborn, though, and because they gave up, they're so pot committed to him.
100%.
I would think they pick up the fifth-year option on him.
I thought you just saying base-level stubbornness with him. Like, I thought you were going to say they're going to keep trotting him out there.
I just
and
don't
whatever.
Think they want to admit that they were wrong about him.
That's sunk cost fallacy right there. We're going to keep investing in
I mean,
something
it's easier to do
gone.
That with Terrell Edmunds when he was, what, the 30th pick in the draft? This guy was the 10th pick.
Yeah, when you trade up and you draft at that position, that high up, I mean, you are expecting a superstar. What pick was Luke Kuechly, like 8th?
I know he was top 15. I look at guys like Kuechly, players that went that early in the first round who play inside linebacker. You're hoping to get Brian Urlacher or Luke Kuechly, one of those guys, when you make a move to take an inside
Luke
linebacker.
Luke Kuechly, 9th overall in his draft.
What was Urlacher?
Urlacher was, glad you asked, Pony, Brian Urlacher, 2000 draft, 9th overall, just like Kuechly.
Yep.
Luke Kuechly, I mean.
What are those guys, Hall of Famers? Keekly's going to get in, and Urlacher's already there.
Kuechly, I think I said this. Kuechly was A, he was the Hall of Famer. He was on the All-Decades 2010 team. Keekly's probably the best inside linebacker of, what, the last 10 years at least?
Craig, are you conflicted because you want to be right about Devin Bush, and so far you have been, but at the same time, it keeps hurting your beloved Steelers?
No. The feeling of how right I am about him trumps that right now.
When the Steelers give up a touchdown, do you go right to watching Devin Bush on the play to see how much he got manhandled and destroyed?
You're probably not going to find this surprising. When I watch them on defense, I can't watch anything but him anymore because I just sit there and like pat myself on the back.
Well, sometimes, yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell people. Like sometimes you just isolate on him on a play and you're like, holy crap, like nothing's happening here. There's just nothing.
I had 4 different tweets with pictures of him getting exposed that I just thought, like, you know what? I'm tired of putting out.
That's not what a brand manager does, though, so you got to tone that down.
Why couldn't you have passed them along to some of your other...
You want them? I will gladly do that. Because I put out a couple, and then I just got to the point, like, I think everybody gets the point here. He's terrible.
There's no upside. It's just all downside right now. And we're far enough out removed. I'm sorry. The injury's not an excuse anymore. I don't care what his assignments on plays are. I can assure you that Butler and Tomlin and Jerry Olsavsky, his position coach, are not so stupid that Devin Bush's assignment on any given play is stand around and just look cool.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And
sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fan Hotline is presented by Nemecol. And around every corner, Nemecol increased real-life magic for guests. Found one of the few Steelers insiders that made the trek to L.A. to watch the Steelers lose a nail-biter, 41-37, to the Chargers, an exciting fourth quarter. Ray Fittipaldo, Post-Gazette, with us. Ray, you have a unique vantage point that we didn't have. You were in the stadium, so that allows you to maybe see things differently than the rest of us who watched on TV. Did you find silver linings in Devin Bush's performance being there? You're able to see things, a different look at it. Did Devin Bush play better than he's getting credit for today?
No, guys, not from what I saw. I mean, it was glaring, his mistakes in coverage. I mean, he's not able to keep up with guys like Austin Eckler. And when they tried to match him up on tight ends, he wasn't very good in that way. So I have since, seen some run game clips where he wasn't much better, but that was not one of Devin Bush's better games. And I guess that's becoming a trend because I know he's been a topic lately and it hasn't been very good.
Ray, have you noticed in concert with him not being very good of late that over the last couple games, teams have targeted him more and more as far as we're going to run the ball at him? We're definitely going to try to throw the ball to whoever he's covering. Is that a trend you're noticing?
Yeah, I mean, whenever you got a guy like Austin Eckler who's very twitchy and knows how to get open, yeah, that's a matchup you want to exploit for sure. Quite honestly, if I was the Chargers, I would do that, whether the Steelers have Schobert and Bush on the field or whether they have Robert Spillane on the field. So that's kind of a no-brainer. I thought his ability to get open, his ability to make things happen in the running game really was a big difference in that game for me. Keenan Allen was dangerous all game. Mike Williams had his moments, including late. But I thought Eckler's ability to sort of control things both in the run game and in the passing game, making a few big plays, I thought, he was one of the biggest reasons they won. Of course, Justin Herbert in there with the scrambling, too, that goes without saying. But Eckler's a really good player, and they just didn't have anyone to match up with.
I will give the Steelers coaches credit for this. They learned their lesson. They did not match up linebackers the entire game on Keenan Allen, which was a problem a couple of years ago here at Heinz Field in the Chargers. They actually pulled off the comeback, though, in that game, Chris. They didn't just make it close. They actually finished the job in that game. Do the coaches get a free pass because of all the injuries on defense, Ray? The yards, the points, the Herbert, both as a dual threat. Do Mike Tomlin and Keith Butler get a free pass because the stars didn't play?
No, I'm not going to give the defensive coaches a pass, Tony. But, from the very beginning, given all the absences, you knew this was going to be a game where the offense had to score points for them to be in it. I mean, they weren't going to be able to keep up. I mean, I looked down on the field a couple of times, and Henry Mondu, Daniel Archibong with the defensive linemen, they had like Arthur Mollette and Akello Witherspoon in the game. I mean, they basically had four guys who weren't even active for the previous month. In there in crucial situations. So I knew it was going to be tough for the defense. I'm not going to give them a pass, but, I thought the offense had to win this game. I thought they had a chance to win this game. I really wasn't a big fan of some of the play calling and goal-to-go situations, and especially guys, when you get the ball with 3:43 on the clock and you throw it three consecutive times. I thought that was the biggest sequence in the game. I thought they completely mismanaged that whole scenario.
Do you think that's a free pass because the Najee injury?
No, I mean, Benny Snell's an NFL player. Kalen Ballage is an NFL player. You get the ball left with 3:43 in a tie game. Bring your heavy personnel in there. And I'm not saying you can't throw it, but I'm saying shove it down their throats. You've got the momentum. You got them off balance. You came back from that big deficit. I would have taken the air out of the ball there. At least run some clock off. At least run some clock. Get one first down, even if you're going to kick a field goal, and then put it on your defensive shoulders. I don't know if they would have been able to hold Justin Herbert to a field goal there. I don't even know. The way they were playing, they very easily could have scored a touchdown, but I just thought they made it way too easy. And, they had to run the ball in that scenario. They had to at least take more than 20 seconds off the clock, and they obviously didn't do that.
Ray, why are they allergic to putting in heavy personnel, extra tackle, bunch of tight ends in the fullback? I know they did it, but it was
the
only
one
after,
time they did it. It worked.
Oh, I know. It was after four failed plays where a pass interference kind of bailed them out. But why are they so averse? Why is Matt Canada so averse to running heavy personnel, saying, yeah, you know what's coming, but we dare you to stop it?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe it. The one time Ray McLeod was out there, I think the ball was on the 2-yard line. You know, Watts on the bench, Banner's on the bench. And I'm not saying that Banner is going to necessarily be a difference maker in that game, but you know, you do have that jumbo personnel that you can use in those situations. And for whatever reason, they wanted to be finesse down there. That stuff they were running with Chase Claypool wasn't working.
Nope.
Didn't work on the first drive. It didn't work late. They were very lucky to get that pass interference penalty on fourth down to give them a new set of downs, or they would have been even more embarrassed.
Ray, so, I don't get what Matt Canada's goal is. Does he feel like if they just run the obvious play and it happens to work, that isn't a positive enough reflection on him? I mean, the Chargers have more talent than the Steelers offensively and a better quarterback. When they got the ball down and goal to go, or close to anywhere near the goal line, they handed it off to Austin Ekeler. They did the most basic thing imaginable.
Yeah, and I know this wasn't the situation when Najee was being evaluated for a concussion, but early in the game, we all know the offensive line isn't getting it done. You know, you could see, you know, there were some holes, but they weren't pushing the Chargers off the ball. As hard as that is to believe, the worst rush defense in the league, they weren't getting it done. But, guys, here's the thing. Najee Harris, the reason they drafted Najee Harris is because he can get yards after contact. He can make something out of nothing. So you could be on the 5-yard line. You cannot block the play up all that well, and he can still get you down to the 3, down to the 2, down to the 1.
Yep.
And them just not even trying it just really gives a bad taste in my mouth. And I just continually, game after game, guys, I walk away scratching my head wondering what they're trying to do down there.
So you were there, so you're able to see the entire field from inside the stadium. And it looked, at least they were saying on TV, all the Chargers are playing the safeties deep. They're inviting the Steelers to run the ball. And a few times the Steelers would take this is not at the goal line. This is just in, you know, inside, you know, between the 20s, Ray. You know, they're inviting the run. Steelers are taking them up on the offer, but they're only getting 3 yards a clip. And so I concluded from that, boy, this is probably, and we felt this way in September, this is the worst the Steelers' offensive line has performed in the run blocking in a long time. And it left me scratching my head about Kendrick Green, especially right now, Ray. I mean, I know he's got a lot on his plate because he's got to set the protections and everything, but it's like he snaps the ball and then he's right in Ben Roethlisberger's lap, or he's practically bouncing off Najee Harris because he's getting killed. I mean, I just don't see. Yeah. What are they doing with him right now, Ray?
Yeah, he's having a tough time. I don't know if you guys, out in L.A., I got the early game. I got the Packers and the Vikings game. The Vikings center was getting blown up the entire game, too. And they were still able to make some things happen. You know, Dalvin Cook had his moments in that game. What I'm telling you is it happens to a lot of centers. But with Kendrick Green, he's not going to get any taller. This has to be the most important offseason of that guy's entire professional career. There's a lot riding on it. He's got to get a heck of a lot stronger than he is. They invested a third-round draft pick in him. So if he's the reason they're not running the ball, then shame on them. You know, they have to have a competent professional center in there to run the ball in certain situations. And I just think handing the ball off to Najee Harris 12 times and what the other guys have combined 5 or 6 times, that's just not good enough against the NFL's worst rush defense.
I mean, it's just hard not to think about, Ray, that they could have maybe traded out of that 24 – traded out of spot 24, still drafted Creed Humphrey, who's, I think, right now, according to PFF, their highest-graded center, and he looks every bit the part. Still gotten Freiermuth, and then maybe still gotten a solid running back who'd be running behind a better line, because I know it's just
one
man.
Well, if they're going to use Najee this way,
right? But
you're
if it's
right.
If it's just one man, like, I get people saying, well, you know, how much better can one center be? But if the center is the one who's getting every play blown up, that could be a huge impact.
Yeah, I mean, I like Najee so much that I want him on my football team for the next 4 years after this one. So I'm not going to say they erred in their decision to draft Najee Harris at number 24 overall. But the last couple of years, they haven't done a good enough job of stockpiling linemen, getting other linemen ready to play. And I think, you know, I know we're all going to talk about the quarterback after the season ends. They better look at offensive linemen, and they better look at offensive linemen early. I know you got to draft in the top 15 to get a really good left tackle. I understand that, but you can get good right tackles late in the first, early in the second round, middle of the second round. You can get good guards second round, third round. They really have to address that position this offseason, because here we are still, 10 games into the season. We're talking about how they're new emphasis on the running game. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. Well, they're not all that much better, are they?
Ray, you mentioned right tackle there. Zach Banner's got a deal that pays him $9.5 million over 2 years. What is happening there?
Correct me if I'm wrong. I would have to look at spot tracker over the cap. But I think they can get out of that contract with Zach. There would be a minimal dead cap hit, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't looked at that recently, so... You know, I mean, Zach is 28 years old now. He's only got a couple of starts on his resume. I mean, I wish the guy well. I wish he had a chance to start the last couple of years, but it just hasn't worked out. And I think what you learn from this year, it's not necessarily his fault, but you got to bring young, talented players in here, bring some 22, 23-year-old guys in. I don't know, you know, going the route of the 28-year-old vets, that whole thing, you know, maybe Trey Turner. I think Trey Turner is their best offensive lineman. Maybe you bring him back on the cheap if he's willing to come back. But, you know, for me, guys, if you got a chance to draft some good linemen early, I really don't care who's on your roster. I think you need to rebuild that entire line and get better and get younger up front.
You know, let me give you another one then. You know, I agree with what you're saying about their offensive line's lack of talent, and that they obviously need to make that better regardless of who the quarterback is next year or offensive coordinator. But how about this, Ray? How about their corners without Joe Hayden? They didn't give him a contract extension. He can walk after this year. And, yeah, Sutton's a nice player. But how about the guys behind him? I mean, you've got razor-thin depth at the position. And you still don't trust Justin Lane, a third-round pick, to play last night, other than special teams?
Did you see them picking on Witherspoon?
Of course. As soon as he got out there, Herbert said, "All right, here's where's Waldo going to go right
Fresh
at him,
meat, chum in the water."
Yep, they found their duck and they found him early, and they scored on that first drive. So I mean, listen, they need a defensive end too. They need a corner probably early in the draft. The good thing is they got this. $50 million or so under the cap. They can't afford to go out and make some moves in free agency to strengthen them in certain positions. I don't know if that's going to be a corner. My guess, you know, given the way they've drafted corners over the years, maybe they would go the free agent route. Maybe they would get a corner. Hey, maybe Joe Hayden comes back for $9 or $10 million a year. Or maybe they go out and get a good 27-year-old free agent corner who's going to make some nice cash. Maybe they'd go that route.
Well, why not just keep Hilton around then? I mean, why not just keep one of your own? They could have used the, they can't get pressure to save their lives last night. That would have kept Justin Herbert maybe thinking twice on every play. What's this guy going to do?
Yeah, I mean, Hilton's a nice player. He's a great in run support, great as a pass rusher. They never really liked him in coverage, guys, and you know how much Mike Tomlin likes to play coverage nowadays, rush four and play coverage. That was not Mike Hilton's strength. So I'm not arguing with you. I think they have missed Mike Hilton. But when you're talking about the way they want to play down the road, and again, you know, getting younger, you got to pick your spots. You're going to pay Minka. You already paid TJ Watt. You got to get younger in some spots. So I wouldn't be surprised at all early, guys. Offensive line, first couple of rounds. Defensive line, first couple of rounds. Cornerback, first couple of rounds, assuming you don't take a quarterback and you go with, you know, whoever's on your roster or a free agent that's out there.
Ray Fittipaldo, he was in L.A. to watch the Steelers lose a close one to the Chargers last night. Read his grades over at thepostgazette.com. Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Did that not feel like a very ominous sort of roster breakdown there?
Yeah.
And I remember saying this offseason, and I'm not going to name names, but like reading things about like, hey, there were a lot of questions about the Steelers roster and look how they filled their holes. They haven't.
Well, so some of those things will get fixed defensively when Hayden and Watt come back, and you can fill those holes now. The offensive line stuff, when Ray's talking about the draft, that is the next time they're going to have a chance to get better at that position. And that does them no help or no good for the rest of this year.
No.
For the 2021 Steelers.
So wait, Kendrick Green's supposed to hit the weight room. You know the kid I'm talking about, the kid from Iowa who's supposed to be like
he'll be gone by the time the Steelers pick.
Top 10 pick?
Yeah, I think so. Or top 15.
What if they're picking around? What if they're picking around 15?
Yeah, well,
would you take him?
Well, who's their quarterback, Malzi?
Well, the way Ben talked after yesterday, he thinks it's going to be him.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Today's peak moment presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. The Pittsburgh Maulers have been rebooted. Josh Rountree in with us. Josh, are you throwing your hat in the ring to be their play-by-play man?
You know what? It's going to depend on a couple of things. If the rumors are true that they're going to play all of their games in Birmingham, Alabama.
Are you willing to move your family to Birmingham to pursue your dream as a professional football broadcaster?
Home of the Compass Bowl, a place where
Pittsburghers
Pittsburgh
are South.
Very familiar, yes.
It's going to have to be a very significant payday for me to move my wife and dog to Birmingham, Alabama. Significant.
So payday. Are you officially withdrawing your name from consideration?
Not
then?
Officially. We need to have that discussion. Mm. And I also need to find out, you know, who the owners are. Some information, maybe, would be nice.
Do you feel
my hat definitely is.
Do you feel like among the people at 93.7 The Fan who pursue play-by-play opportunities that you would be the leading candidate?
Ooh, I don't know.
Harry Callis, Greg Finley.
Zangrilli.
Dan Zangrilli.
Oh, Zangrilli, I mean.
Donnie Chedrick.
JerMichael Finley.
Guy. I just, yeah.
You're putting me and Harry Callis in the same.
Well, he's performed some unbelievable impromptu play-by-play guys. We'd ask you to do one right now, but we know that you have to go.
I do have
fulfill
to go.
Put yourself at the top
at 10,
of the
20.
List.
I'm going to put myself at the top of the list.
Damn straight.
I think I've.
He's
I,
got gravitas.
I think I've earned it.
He's got a deep baritone voice.
Someone
I think
get
he
me
deserves
connected
to
with
be
the
there.
Ballers, please.
Rountree,
all
Finley.
Business. Listen to that guy. We came on for basically a segment full of verbal grab ass, and he was all business. Rountree, Finley, Callis. Chedrick Zangrilli.
You think that the Maulers are below Pomp?
Yes, beneath Pomp. Yes.
That Pomp doesn't
Pomp
need
does
to...
NFL preseason games. He's, quote-unquote, one case of laryngitis away.
Well, I don't think the Steelers would want him, you know?
But just say Pomp was there and say Ian Eagle was on the broadcast and suddenly couldn't speak. You know, they're running through the halls. Pomp goes, we'll talk about that.
Well, I think the USFL gig should be for an up-and-coming broadcaster. I think it should be a breeding ground league, the same way it is for the players. So it should be given to a guy who aspires.
Young, potential.
Yeah.
They're going to work for
dirt cheap. I think
Roundtree
is still young enough. What is he, probably 25?
You are kidding right now.
What do you Craig, how old do you think Roundtree is? He's got to be 25, 26
years old.
Are you
like, what is wrong with you?
How old do you think he is?
I think
I would
like
have guessed
30,
late 20s, early 30s.
30, yeah, 30, 31.
He has not celebrated his 30th birthday yet. No way.
I'm the person that learned he was married
about a month ago.
Would you like to make a wager here?
I don't bet.
For an amount of money.
No, I don't bet.
For this many dollars.
Do you think Zangrilli's too old then? He's got the West Virginia
thing.
Does he think West Virginia?
Does he think that the USFL is beneath him as a West Virginian Pirates man?
He might. Yeah.
I mean, he's rubbing elbows with big names down at West Virginia.
The having to move to Birmingham, Alabama for a few months
is a rough assignment. Didn't Chris Peak used to say Birmingham always seemed to have at least one structure on fire when they would go down there for Pitt's BBVA Compass Bowl trips? He was like, yeah, with 2 or 3 years in a row, something's been on fire in Birmingham.
All right. Doran is next, and then Monday Night Football on your home for the NFL in Pittsburgh. The NFL on Westwood One for Tom Brady and the Bucks against the New York Giants.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.